James, please check your phone.
I did, I saw that.
Okay, I'll mention it.
Okay. Anybody else need a drink?
What? Me not.
After today.
Mr. Chair, we're ready to start the meeting.
Are we ready to start the meeting? Good.
Good.
Hi, everybody. I'm sorry, I have two children with me and they keep poking me with stuff. So if I am paying attention. Welcome to the CAC meeting for July. Thank you everyone for coming. We've got a few things to go over today. Operation Food Secure update and some other things. And the programming results from the CDBG. So I'm gonna turn it on over. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As we get started on the agenda this evening, there's a correction to the agenda. Unfortunately, Director Corey Wright had a family emergency late this afternoon. She will not be joining us. However, when we get to the housing services section of the agenda, if there's any comments or questions, please provide them to us. Latoya will capture them in the notes section and we will provide those to Mrs. Wright tomorrow, requesting replies to your questions tomorrow or no later than Friday before the end of business. My section on Operation Food Secure update will be very brief. Topeka Rescue Mission has hired Marissa Dake, and she is the volunteer coordinator for the program. It has taken a couple additional weeks for us to get logistics together, the packets together for the neighborhoods. We are going to provide you with Marissa's information tomorrow. And if you are interested in being part of Operation Food Secure, please contact her. We'll get all that information out to you tomorrow. They already are having food that's coming into the community. It is being provided to some mobile pantries and some other food pantries. They are excited to get the neighborhoods going. This is going to go now until the end of October. There is not a time limit for you to be stressed about getting started. They will be able to do it whenever a neighborhood is prepared, and we will be helping with all the logistics. So I wanted to give you that information, that update. Things are still forging ahead, and things look really exciting in regards to being able to get food to our vulnerable neighbors in the NIA. So we're excited about that. And with that, I want to turn it back over to you, Mr. Chair. I didn't know if you had anything to say in regards to housing services, and if not, we'll open it up to the rest of the members in case they had any questions for Mrs. Wright.
I did speak with the city manager on Thursday. I'm still waiting back to hear some of his responses. I know there were some furlough type situations going on with the city, so I'm giving him a couple more days to be able to answer some of the questions that we posed to him. A lot of those questions came from some emails that were sent, as well as some questions that were asked of Ms. Wright that we didn't feel like got answered. So having said that, I'm still in a holding pattern with that, and I will share what I get back with everyone as soon as I get something back.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Does anyone else have any questions for Mrs. Wright in regards to housing services that we could capture and provide to her tomorrow morning? If so, please feel free to share those now.
Good evening, Monique. I have a couple of questions that I would like to have passed along to Corey, if you would. First of all, I would like to have the eligible activities listing. The link that was provided to me, it appears to be broken. I've gone out to HUD a couple of times and, you know, I've clicked on the link and then I've actually keyed it in and it appears to be broken. That's, you know, that's been almost 2 weeks ago, and I would like the listing, and I would really like to have that tomorrow, if that's possible.
Sure.
The other thing, I know that because Corey and I had some conversation via email, and I made sure for transparency reasons that everyone's included, all of us. I think there was over 57 people on the emails. My question to do with performance measurements, and you know, I'm sorry that Corey's unable to attend this evening. I guess what I'm looking for, because the listing that was provided, it says Department of Neighborhood Relations Program Housing 2019, and it kind of goes through and it lists exterior rehab program, major rehab program, and it goes all the way down to voluntary demolition. What I'm looking for is with a performance measurement, you know, we're collecting information, we analyze it, we're reporting on that, on the information, and overall, you know, how well have we done? Are we doing? Is this program successful? Information like that. That's kind of what I'm looking for. And this list, I'm not really sure. I mean, I could question or make assumptions about it, but I don't know what it indicates. And my question would be to Corey is, how does this listing speak to performance measures? Because I don't see that, and I'm not trying to be difficult. I'm asking for this information. The reason I'm asking for this information is so that we can see how we're doing, to look at programs and services that are provided. Do we need to change things up? That is, and somebody can correct me, I think that is the responsibility of the CAC, are to look at those programs and services and how can we improve them? Do we need to make adjustments to programs? I don't have that information, and I'm relying on neighborhood relations to provide me that information. You're the experts at that. You know, if we wanted an example of performance measures, and I'm sorry this is really lengthy, but you know, I'm gonna look at continuum of care, shelter plus care. So, you know, my question would be, how long has this program service been in existence? How many persons has been served? You know, we could do annually, we could do monthly. You know, another one is, how long can an individual stay on this? I don't know that information, but let's say somebody was on there for 10 years. That was, again, I know eligibility, there's requirements for that. But if somebody was on it for 10 years, then how can someone else access that qualifies for that? So I don't know if that makes sense, but that would be a performance measure. We would look at that particular program and we would want to answer some of those questions. Again, I don't feel like the listing provided is providing me with that. So I think that's kind of it in a nutshell. So those are my questions. I appreciate you taking that down, Monique and LaToya.
You're most welcome. So we have them captured. I'm sure LaToya does as well as I do. And we have the recording. Unfortunately, it seems to be taking like about 24 hours because we don't have a webmaster. So we have a consultant to upload things, but we will provide her with what we captured. We will compare those questions tomorrow, and then we will also provide, and says right, with the audio as well, so in case we've missed anything, and we will ask for responses and share those out with the entire CAC membership. Thank you.
And if there's any questions, please, you know, you're welcome to email me, LaToya, if there's something that's not audible. I'm willing. I'm just asking for some information, so I appreciate it.
And I have one more thing to add to that, and this is something that I brought to the city manager's attention. Every single year that we've we've done this before this year. We've received this. I don't know if everybody can see that or not, but it's the Neighborhood Relations. Thank you, Julius. Neighborhood Relations Affordable Housing Programs. And the second page to this is a numbers breakdown. So there, again, I want to make sure that everybody can see that. So this was given to us on February 9th of 2018. And this was for the 2019 Consolidated Action Plan. So we all receive these at every year at our CAC meetings, and we go through this. This year we received nothing like this. And this is what we've worked off of in the past. So I just don't really feel like we've been given all the information this year that we have been in the past, and we've been on a shortened time frame. So I just want to put that on the record.
Thank you, James. Does anyone else have any other comments in regards to housing services? Any questions that we could provide to Mrs. Wright? Seeing none, Mr. Chair, do you mind if we go to the next item on the agenda?
I do not mind at all. Please proceed.
LaToya, I'll turn that over to you.
Okay. All right, good evening, everyone. I'm going to attempt to change what I have up on the screen now. So some of you took the survey that was sent out regarding the new proposed CDBG neighborhood programming. So I'm going to share the results for that. And then I'm going to... we're going to take a vote from everyone on the programs. Sorry, I'm trying to talk and look for this at the same time. Bear with me.
This is Teresa Miller. I just came in. So are we voting this second?
No, we are not.
Okay, thank you.
So the new proposed CDBG neighborhood programming survey, it looks like we only had seven participants actually take the survey. So this information will also be taken into consideration along with the vote that is taken tonight. So these are the seven neighborhoods that participated.
LaToya.
Uh-huh.
May I just add something really quick?
Yes.
You're not going to see Quentin Heights Steel on that as a neighborhood that was taken. I was honestly hoping to hear back from the city manager about some things before I took that survey.
Uh-huh.
So I did not complete it all the way. So therefore, it is not turned in.
Okay, thank you.
Right, and LaToya, I didn't vote on it because, like, I want to hear back from city manager because I'm still not satisfied that we have to take the empowerment money out of there.
Okay. The vote will give everybody more of an opportunity to say yes, no about the programs. The survey was more just to say, okay, do people like these programs? Do they not like them? Just to kind of give us some feedback on that we can include with what was proposed. So that wasn't an actual vote for the programs. So the second question was optional. It was if you wanted to provide your name. I didn't include that here. I just included the neighborhoods that took the survey. So question three is, which of the following programs would you like to see implemented in the 2021 through 2025 Consolidated Action Plan? Select all that apply. We had three of the participants select all of the above. One participant selected A and C. One participant selected B and C. and one participant selected none of the above. And we'll take a look at.
It might be me, because this is Teresa. I think I did do the survey eventually. Uh-huh. I'm not positive because I've been working on so much stuff lately, but I think I did take that survey, and I'm probably the one that voted for none of them.
Okay. How much funding would you like to see allocated to the Topeka Community Development Program? So this one was sort of split. We had two that would like to see $45,000 to $60,000 devoted to that program. One that would like to see $25,000 to $40,000 devoted to that program. One that would like to see $10,000 to $15,000 devoted to that program. And one that would like to see exactly $10,000 devoted to that program. Two that would like to see none devoted to the program.
Here's my question. The ones that are voting on this, are they the five that qualify? Because only five NIAs will qualify for this. Any of those, basically?
No.
Because only five last ones that got the sorts can qualify for most of those programs?
No, they wouldn't be. They're just anyone who responded to it. How much funding would you like to see allocated to the Neighborhood Impact Program? So for this one, there were three people who would like to see $25,000 to $40,000 devoted to that program. One person who would like to see exactly $30,000 devoted to the program, and two that would like to see none devoted to the program. The next one, how much would you like to see allocated to the Love Topeka program? So we had one that would like to see $45,000 to $60,000 devoted to that program. One that would like to see $25,000 to $40,000 devoted to the program. Two that would like to see $10,000 to $15,000 devoted to the program. One that would like to see exactly $20,000, and one that would like to see none. This last one.
Victoria, I have a question though, and I might have asked this already, but how can we actually vote on this when we can't get any answers out of the city manager? Because it's not a done deal that the money is taken away from the empowerment grant. It is still being in discussed. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how we can really vote on these programs when we don't know for sure if we can't get the empowerment grant back.
So Teresa, if you would, please wait until I finish going through this information. When we talk about the voting, we'll talk about that, but there'll be an opportunity to basically select none of the above as an option. And that information will be shared with the city manager. As we've mentioned, we don't make the final determination on what programs get selected for that. But we will take the recommendations of the CAC back to the city manager.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. What community needs would you like to see addressed in the 2021 through 2025 Consolidated Action Plan that you feel are not included? We had one that would like to see urban renewal included, one that would like to see neighborhood or community development included. We had two for expanded economic opportunities and three for other. And then I have those on a separate one that I will attempt to share. I can't see what everybody else can see, so hopefully this is the other page I'm attempting to share here.
Latoya,
The
one that I'm looking at, it has Betty Phillips' name on it.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Okay.
I don't know.
So, yeah, this one has more of the actual responses, and Yeah, it does have the names on it, so I won't necessarily go through that one, but that one will also be included with the information that's shared with the city manager.
How can we get a copy of this? Because I tried to pull up what our agenda stuff was tonight and I could not find it.
A copy of the agenda or a copy of this?
What you're looking at, because I'm on phone. I see nothing.
Okay. So this information will be posted on the website after this meeting. I know you just came on. Monique mentioned that we currently don't have a webmaster with the city. So IT has been contracting with an outside consulting organization. So we should have it up available by Friday at the latest this week.
Okay, thank you.
Or Teresa, if you'd like to have it before then, this stands for anyone else, we'll be more than happy to print some out tomorrow. And you can pick that up if you'd like to have it before Friday.
That would be great. I really would like to. So I could come in tomorrow afternoon. That would be okay?
Preferably after 12, please, if you give us a little bit of time to be able to print all that out.
That will be fine. That would be great. Thank you.
You're most welcome.
Okay. So now we're going to take a look at the actual voting for the programs. And so each neighborhood can only vote once. We ask that you have one neighborhood representative basically decide, you know, who that person is going to be for your neighborhood. And then we'll go through each program individually. We'll ask for a yes or a no on each program. And then when we get to none of the above, that can be your option as well. So for the first program, Topeka Community Development Program, do we have a representative for Central Highland Park? Do we have a representative for Central Park? Chesney Park?
Okay. I'm here.
Courtney? Okay. And I'm actually just going to go through all of them. For the Topeka Community Development Program, is that a yes or a no for Chesney Park?
Yes.
Okay. For the Neighborhood Impact Program, would that be a yes or a no?
Remind me, what was the brief summary of that one?
So the Neighborhood Impact Program was basically a program similar to, I would say most similar to the current Empowerment Program, where neighborhoods can, here, let me see if this would just be easier. I'm going to try to pull it up. Sorry, I have too many things on my screen right now.
We'll go for yes for all of them.
Well, hang on. It's not going to take very long. I just want to make sure that everybody knows what they're voting for. And I know this is a little different process.
Qualitoy is looking for it. The Neighborhood Impact Program is a program that would assist the neighborhood with interim initiatives outlined in their neighborhood's comprehensive plan. Projects must be in line with the neighborhood's long-term vision and goals related to public improvements, public accessibility, or neighborhood beautification within the selected primary target area. Eligibility is neighborhood to have completed the SORT program within the last 5 years would be eligible to apply for this opportunity annually.
Okay, yes.
Okay. Okay. And I'm sorry, Monique, I'm not able to pull that up. Do you have the description for Love Topeka as well?
Yes, ma'am. So the Love Topeka program would provide many grants, technical assistance, and other support to neighborhood groups wanting to take action on a local public program problem. Excuse me. Neighborhoods would need to identify a target block in the neighborhood and show need in the application. As part of this program, through partnerships with Habitat for Humanity, HCCI, and United Way, residents living in the identified blocks would be eligible to earn funding for their neighborhood's project by meeting a combined volunteer service requirement of 30 volunteer hours for $500, approximately $16 per hour, up to $2,500 for a total 150 combined services. Volunteer hours include work on other community block projects, organizing community engagement events, activities that engage or assist other residents, Habitat for Humanity projects, or United Way's Topeka volunteers opportunities. Volunteers may also receive 10 hours of volunteer credit for attending financial literacy or property maintenance education courses provided by HCCI or Habitat for Humanity. Eligible volunteers must also attend at least 3 neighborhood-sponsored events or meetings in their neighborhood during the previous year. This program would be designed to connect city leaders, community residents, and corporate partners in projects of service to help revitalize the neighborhood. Eligibility, neighborhood to have completed the SORT program within the last 5 years would be eligible to apply for this opportunity annually.
Yes, for that one as well.
Okay. All right. At large, is Ivan on the call?
Yes, I am.
So Ivan, for the Topeka Topeka Community Development Program, is that a yes or a no?
Actually, I have a question about your process here. Uh-huh. I couldn't find any indication on the agenda that we were having a vote on this tonight, and I'm concerned that of the 13 participants on this call, 3 are staff, that only leaves 10. And the first things you called, we had no attendees for that group. So how is this going to provide useful information, and where is this information headed?
So we've provided the information to everyone about the programs. That was in the last meeting that we held. This meeting, we're just trying to determine, are these programs that the CAC would like to go forward with, or are these programs that the CAC would not like to go forward with?
And I understand.
That's basically what
nothing on the agenda about a vote on this.
Okay. That was discussed in the last meeting that we held. The last CAC meeting that we held was that this meeting would be the vote for whether or not these are programs that the CAC would like to select as part of the 2021 through 2025 Consolidated Action Plan. If they are not, that's fine as well, but we're just taking a vote from everyone to say, yes, these are programs that you would like to see, or no, they are not programs that you would like to see.
I have no vote on any of them. Thank okay. you.
Thank you. Margo.
Yes, Latoya.
Topeka Community Development Program. Would that be a yes or a no vote for you?
I'm going to go ahead and save you some time here. I'm voting for none of the above, and I want to put it on record here. The reason why is because I'm supporting, I want the empowerment grant.
Okay.
And so I want the full issuance of that funding.
Okay.
So I appreciate it, LaToya.
Okay. Thank you. Do we have a representative from downtown on the call? Do we have a representative from East End on the call? East Topeka North. If you're sending chats to me, I'm sorry if I'm not responding, but I can't respond to both. So if you would send it to the group, and Monique can read it out if someone is responding. Highcrest, is there anyone on the call? Highland Acres. Historic Holiday Park. Historic North Topeka East. Historic Old Town. Jefferson Square.
Debbie Du Bois is on for Historic Old Town. Her phone's not cooperating.
Okay.
Okay, I'm here from Historic Old Town, and we would vote yes on all three.
Okay. Thank you, Debbie.
All right.
Jefferson Square. Okay, Likens Foster.
So let's try. Give me just 1 second. When you get, let me know when you get to Valley Park, because Susan is having problems, and I will share with you her response.
Okay. Monroe. North Topeka West.
I'm voting no on all three, and the reason why is I'm still trying to get the empowerment grant back.
LaToya.
Yes.
This is Stephen with Historic North Topeka East.
Uh-huh.
And I'm voting no on one, yes on two, and yes on three.
So that was no, yes, and no.
No, no. No, yes, yes.
Okay. Yeah.
LaToya, did you get North Topeka West?
I did.
Okay, thank you.
I've got you down for none of the above.
Yep. And the reason why?
Yes, the reason why is recorded.
Thank you.
Oakland. Quinton Heights.
Hello. I'm going to vote none of the above.
Okay.
For the same concerns that everyone else has, is I want to see the empowerment grant. I want more information from the city, and I would like to see more money go back into the empowerment grant.
Okay.
But I do want to thank you and Monique for coming up with the programs that you did. They were a good alternative, but they are not the empowerment grant.
Okay, thank you. Tennessee Town.
This is Donna Ray Pearson, and I am going to abstain. much for the same reason that Ivan is. It doesn't seem like if we sort of are following Robert's rules of orders, I don't think we have a quorum here. I mean, I know we're just voicing our opinions, but I feel like this is not a reflection. I think in the end, you are not going to have a reflection of how the CAC members truly feel.
Okay. Well, thank you, Donna.
Don't we have to have a certain percentage? And there's at least 10 of us here, aren't there?
When you look at the, as she's filling this in, it doesn't look like it's a quorum.
Okay, because I can't see anything. I'm on phone only.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 neighborhoods voting right now, maybe.
Valley Park.
I apologize. So for Valley Park, Susan, for Topeka Community Development Program, votes yes.
Okay.
For of Topeka, she votes yes. And for Neighborhood Impact Program, her vote is no.
Okay. And do we have anyone for Ward Mead? Okay. Okay, so as Monique mentioned before, this information will be shared out to the group, as will the presentation or the recording of this meeting. It will also be shared with the city manager and as well as all of the comments that everyone has made here tonight. And we will let you know.
I'd like to bring something, this is Teresa, I'd like to bring something up because, as you know, there's not enough people that's coming even on the phone with these meetings. There's no reason. If I can do it phone only, so can anybody else. Here's the deal. We brought up with the bylaws that were never brought up in front of city council, never been okayed. We brought up if these people did not want to come to the meetings or respond to the meetings, their funds would start to be cut. That's still standing out there. It's never been brought to the city council. We can bring that back up, and these people that don't want to respond to this, because this is a very important thing for all NIAs right now that they should be participating in, then they need to start losing their funds. So that is something that needs brought up. You need to go look at that, because that was supposed to have been brought up in front of city council and never has been. We have really are not working on the bylaws we passed 2 years ago. So I just want to bring that up. Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa. Monique or James, do you guys have anything else to add?
Sure. So our purpose of having, providing you with the survey and having the vote this evening is for us to be able to provide the city manager with the thoughts of the CAC from our original presentation where it was you were informed that the empowerment grant would be reduced. LaToya and myself there have no idea what his decision will be. I did inform him that we would be doing this to provide him with more information. We're going to get this to him first thing tomorrow morning. The request that I will have for the city manager, if he could please provide me with a time frame when he will have a decision, and then we will immediately share that with you as well. You are more than welcome to contact him if you would like to. We just wanted to make sure to give him something, a collaborative response on behalf of the CAC, those that are participating. We have provided all CAC members and NIA officers with the same information that you received. Unfortunately, we have no control of who participates and who doesn't. We just wanted to make sure that your voice was heard. So the moment that we receive a response, we will share that with you as well. And you're hopeful that your voice will be heard and that your wishes will be granted, regardless of that might be, if it's to continue the empowerment in the same manner or if it's to put new programs. our intention was solely to make sure that you were not overlooked, that you had some form of community building programming. Our feelings are not hurt if these new programs are not implemented. We just wanted to make sure that you did have some form of activity that was at least in a comparison to empowerment was to be removed and eliminated. So we appreciate all of those of you that participated, and we will share the information with the city manager's decision with you upon receipt. Thank you. I'll turn it back over to you, Mr.
Latoya?
Yes.
I would appreciate it if when that information gets forwarded to the city manager, that it include information about how many people were not on the call and who were not voting on this, because that's a pretty poor representation. Thank you.
Yes. Ivan, I don't know if you're calling in or if you can see this, but basically it will show that we only had representation from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 out of 22. So yes, that will be shared with the city manager as well.
I would appreciate it if a commentary is included in this. Just showing a schedule here doesn't give him the full impact of what a poor turnout this has been.
He will also have this recording of this meeting as well.
Okay. Not willing to do it.
Ladies, this is Teresa. Thank you so much for taking your time out to go over this with us and trying to make an effort to do something with what you've been handed. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Teresa. Okay. Well, that's all I have. If there are no other questions, I will turn it over to your chair.
Does anyone have any more questions for Latoya or Monique?
Not at this time.
I would like to move that we adjourn the meeting.
I second it.
All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed? All right. It looks like we are done.
All right. Good night, everyone. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Good night, Teresa.
Thank you. Good night, everyone.
Night, Latoya.
Good night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Monique.
You're most welcome.